Terry Quirk came to Unalaska in 1995 to visit her sister Tammy Peterson, who came here with her husband and two children. Her visit soon became a long vacation, and one December morning, she made a quick decision to stay in Unalaska.
My brother actually passed away that first year, and it was real hard for our family, and I wanted to be near my sister and my niece and nephew.
The first 3 years in Unalaska, Quirk worked at the school with young children. Before working at the community center, Quirk spent a lot of time volunteering.
I was actually the volunteer of the year for 2 years, and they finally said, Terry, we have a job opening. Come work for us. So I came over to work for the community center. I stayed for 10 years, and I had my anniversary a couple weeks ago, and I guess I'm just moving on after 13 years.
Quirk says she'll miss Unalaska, the hiking, the small community, and the pace of life, and that she wouldn't change a thing except the 3-hour plane ride.
I wouldn't change Unalaska at all. I would change how you can get here and get to Anchorage. Yeah, I don't like to fly. It makes me real nervous. And the thought of a 3-hour flight each time just gives me a lot of anxiety.
Quirk outlined her time in Unalaska in 3 chapters. The first 3 years in Unalaska was spent getting to know what life was like on a small island. Coming from a large community in Green Bay, Wisconsin, she had to adjust to the small town island lifestyle. Her second chapter was working at the community center, being a coach, a referee, and an event coordinator. The third chapter was about her daughter, Elizabeth, who is now 2.5 years old.
As a young single mother, the women on this island were fantastic, just guiding me, giving me advice. I always had someone I could call if I had a question about Elizabeth. To me, raising a child in a small community was just the most appropriate, most wonderful thing for me, and I knew she was loved by so many people.
Although moving on, Quirk still strongly cares about the community and the issues that affect Unalaska. Her primary concern is the lack of childcare and the need for it. She used to work at the Unalaska Child Care, a licensed facility that has been closed for some time now. She says that she still sees a great need for childcare. Although there are some home daycares, the Alaska Child Care license only allows for 4 children in a home that is unlicensed for childcare, and that is not a sufficient resource for the community.
It's something that in this town I hope will be looked into more. I know people will say, well, it didn't work in the past. There are a lot of young children, and I believe there is a need, and I don't believe any daycare will ever turn a profit, but it is a need. And our young children are our prized possessions.
Quirk says that she will return to Unalaska in the future to compete in races and will visit often.
I've led or worked with co-workers on all the events, and I've participated in a few. Mm-hmm. But I think coming back and being a part of an event will be really fun for me. So I look forward to coming back and being a spectator and just enjoying what the community center and what the community has to offer.
There will be a going-away party for Terry and her daughter Elizabeth this Friday at 5:30 p.m. at the Kilty Ballfield. In case of bad weather, it will be held in the Burma Road Chapel.